This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF commends government for progress in economic reform, Portmore Fire Station to get facelift, and government pushing labor market reform. The details after this message.
Women 18 years and older who are employed for at least 52 weeks are entitled to 12 weeks maternity leave from their employer. Seasonal workers are also entitled to 12 weeks maternity leave if they've been with the same employer for at least 52 weeks during the last 5 years. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Labour Day 2013. Lend a hand, build our land. Register your projects now. Call 754-0992-9 or 920-8152 or email communications@mlge.gov.jm.
Now the news. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has commended the government for the progress made in stabilizing the economy. A team from the IMF is now on the island, familiarizing itself with the country's economic and fiscal affairs. This follows the May 1 approval of a four-year extended fund facility for Jamaica in the amount of $958 million.
We are encouraged by the steady progress that is being made. We have found a strong resolve to implement the program, and that is indeed critical because we all realize that there are serious challenges to be overcome. Critical reforms have been targeted to be implemented early on. We strongly support the Jamaican government in implementing their program, and we stand ready to help them in further strengthening it and refining it over time.
IMF Mission Chief to Jamaica, Jan Kees Martin, speaking at a press conference at the Finance Ministry on Tuesday. In the meantime, Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is determined to exceeding the requirements of the IMF program. The finance minister says while he's aware of the challenges faced by the country, the government has been actively engaged in designing policies and initiatives to stimulate growth.
We have tabled a budget in Parliament that is consistent with meeting the primary surplus balance targets of 7.5% of GDP. We have introduced a five-year public sector investment program, and we have sought to ensure that all the quantitative performance criteria are in fact, and the structural benchmarks are in fact being met.
Dr. Phillips adds that the government is committed to transparency, noting that the Economic Oversight Committee, comprising members of the private and public sector, has already met. The Portmore Fire Station in Waterford, St. Catherine, will this Labor Day receive a well-needed facelift at a cost of $1.5 million. The station, which currently serves the entire municipality, has been selected as the major project for the Jamaica Fire Brigade. Work to be done on the station includes painting, tiling, basic landscaping, tree planting, removal and replacement of some windows, doors, and lighting and plumbing fixtures. And Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer says the government will focus on labour market reform going forward. He says greater emphasis will be given to optimal investment in human capital for maximisation of productivity.
The whole business of ensuring a proper social protection system for people is tied up in all of this as well. And we are going to be pursuing it in earnest. And certainly we call on all Jamaicans to join us in this campaign, because if we fail, it is ourselves that we will have to blame, not others.
Minister Kellyer adds that the government is spearheading a number of initiatives that will facilitate productivity growth. Among these measures is a 27% increase in the budget of the Jamaica Productivity Center this fiscal year. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.